they was out in the country. We never bought much of that mm-hmm. then. But
no, I mean the stuff your mother made.
A loaf of bread.
Yeah. Did you ever use the expression light bread?
Light bread, that's bread. Right.
Yeah, that would be the same.
We used to make our own yeast.
Right.
Light bread. But white bread is the,
right.
Now the bread, the whole wheat bread, that was the whole thing.
And a thing that has a hole in the middle that you...
Donut.
Yeah. And then the thing that you eat with butter and syrup made in a skillet.
With
you made with flour.
I don't like talking about pancakes.
Yeah, and she called them batter cakes.
Batter cakes, pancakes.
Well, we made it into a batter, you know.
Mm. Now, when you, how much does a bushel of corn? What? How much does that usually weigh?
56 pounds.
And then the stuff that makes bread rise. She mentioned it.
Yeast.
Yeah. And the center of the egg is called the
yolk.
Yep.
And the color is?
Color's the white most, I guess.
The other part is the
white.
Yeah, but the color, the center of the egg isn't white, it's?
Yellow.
Well, I called it yellow for the egg.
Yeah, but it's color. You see the color. I mean, this color right here, for example, of this flower is?
Oh, yellow.
Yeah. And then eggs that are dropped in water, broken open and dropped in water.
Poached.
Yeah, and then what if they're not broken, you just leave them in the shells?
Boiled.
Right. Now, when you slaughter the hog, the piece of meat between the shoulder and the ham.
Side or midline.
All right, and then when that's, how did you cure your pork?
I saw cure, we always did.
All right.
Now, never did cure much sugar cured meat. No.
Okay. Now, when you after you cured it, and you were going to have it, let's say you're going to have it with eggs. You're going to make
bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Now, when you were going to have that, and before you sliced it, you had to get that. You had to get that.
You know.
Is that what you called it? The edge of? Would you call that the skin, or the?
Rind.
Yeah. All right. And then the kind of meat that has a kind of meat that has a lot of fat on it is, you use it in cooking.
Oh, it's seasoning meat.
Yeah. All right. Now, that's just exactly what I mean. Now, did you ever call it anything other than seasoning meat?
Fat bag.
All right. And then they, when you slice that, you talk about bacon. Did you ever call it anything other than bacon? I mean, to separate it from other, you'd call the whole thing. You could have a piece of bacon that would be that big, right? But if it was sliced up, you'd call it.
Now the slice is all I could.
All right. Well, I was thinking, did you ever use breakfast bacon or fry meat?
I call it breakfast bacon, but it's.
It's still just bacon. And the man who cuts meat is called a
butcher.
And meat packed in, the meat you talk about packed in a casing is?
Package.
Yeah, or the meat you take, the meat from out when you slaughter a hog, you grind that pork up and season it and you make?
Sausage.
Yeah, and if meat is left out too long, it might?
Get too salty. If it's in,
yeah.
Spoil, you mean.
Yeah, and then when you slaughtered the hog and you boiled the, you might take the head and get all that meat off and then grind that up and make?
Pressed meat. So
that's what we use.
You ever call souse meat?
But you call it pressed meat too, huh?
Yes.
Which of those?
Oh, press it.
Now, which of those words seems, would you say, is the older? I mean, which one do you think is the more old timey word? Souse meat or pressed meat?
I say souse meat.
Souse meat, okay. Now, did you ever make anything with tripe?